What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 41 of the Save Data Cast, your bi-weekly gaming discussion show where we talk about news, reviews, and this week we're talking about our decks. I really had to make sure I was enunciating correctly. Our decks, D-E-C-K-S, that is the God Steam damn. Deck. That's right. Zach, Will, and myself. I'll have them. And we're having a good time with them. I'm your host, David, and joining me, as always, is the captain himself. That's Zach.
What up, everybody? How we doing? Just playing some Ocarina of Time here. Having a great time, having a blast. Actually, is this? Can I show that I'm doing this on stream? Is this? I own this game. I've bought this game several times. Nintendo, fucking try to come for me. this is great. I love this thing.
Fucking try it, Nintendo. Famously not litigious at all.
Mm-hmm.
Famously, yeah. We have a lawyer on retainer. Cool. It's fine. And we are also joined by Subpixel's own Will. How's it going, Will?
It's going fantastic. You know, I'm here, I'm here, and I'm ready to be here.
Wow.
Oh, wow. You're a lot of places, and yet somehow still
yeah.
here.
Who wants to open a card pack?
Yeah, Will, start us off. Start us off. Will has these folks, fucking weird trading cards.
Folks, Galactic Empires. Fantastic game from the 1994, the year of my birth. Jot that one down, data hackers. It's defunct. It lasted for 2 years. It's great. I am currently in the process of making a video about it. I do have court records, folks. I do have court records. I called about 50 different bankruptcy offices, but don't worry, I got them. So we're going to open these. That's a separate story that will be told eventually, but for right now, these cards are cool. They have great art on them, and they're cheap. So don't raise the prices, folks. I don't have this card. Perfect. I'm already excited. Well, I got to show the camera. Sorry.
You do. Is that
okay? That's good. This is something. T3 I can't
planet.
Read it when I show you the
T3 planet.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
A research base. All right.
Research nice, base. Nice. Great card. We got some Krebs here. Krebs
Minesweeper. Sweeper capsule. Okay.
Great. Ooh, I don't have a gold vein yet. So there's two. So a lot of these cards actually come in big text.
I have a gold vein on my deck.
You should get that checked out.
Oh, God.
What the fuck is that card?
Scintillating Dragoness. Scintillating Dragoness. Why is that
okay? Here
down?
We get some of the upside down cards. So that's just a thing that occasionally happens. I've tried to track if it's like certain cards. It's not. It just happens.
Okay.
Also, a lot of these cards have the wrong artist on them. I have found out talking to some of the people who worked on these that they made up artist names and just drew stuff themselves.
What? Just credit yourselves. What?
Yeah.
A trans. Okay. Trihelenia Molting?
What?
Oh, Trimillennium Molting isn't like it's a dragon
that
molted.
Takes
okay,
that
okay,
long.
Okay, okay.
Once in a 3 millennium.
Krebs armor. Okay.
Krebs.
And the corporate
Krebs
dreadnought.
Is really funny.
Corporate Dreadnought.
Whoa.
It looks like a capsule corporation.
So yeah, these are this is series 2 of Galactic Empires. It's primary edition. They actually made all these booster boxes in 2 packs, group 1 and group 2, and group 2 are far more rare than group 1. When they sold it all off after the bankruptcy, nobody kept track. So there's like most of the people sell them on eBay are all group 1, so there's like cards you can just never get. I happen to have a group 2 box because I have very rare cards in it. There's a lot of cards like right over here. And there's more on the way because they're so cheap.
Folks, if you want to learn more about that as I do, because I'm so confused what possessed Will to get into this purchasing cards from a bankrupt company from the 90s, go follow or subscribe to Subpixel on YouTube over at youtube.com/subpixel, I believe.
Yes, there will be a video eventually. I am in the process of interviewing people over Discord because they don't want to do voice calls because they're in their 50s.
That's amazing.
Huh. Wait, yep. They're in their 50s and so they don't want to talk on the phone? They want to talk on Discord. Well,
yeah, I texted a number and then they texted me back a Discord name. It could be an elaborate prank, but they seem to know way too much about Galactic Empires to be making it up. And also, they haven't asked for any personal information.
Well, let me know when you're publishing that, because I am intrigued already. You did a good job of selling me based off of a mystery. You did great. Folks, I do need to remind you before we get into the meat of the show that we're brought to you by our lovely patrons over at patreon.com/savedatateam, where you can back us at the $10 tier and get your name in this here Patreon ramp.
Thank them all, our Patreons!
Bergamot, Less, Bandicoot Commando, Dave, Halucha, and Sofino, HSM, Fernwake, Crone Knight, Danny, Antelester, Kevin Asian, shout out Navi!
Shout out to Jacob Bell, Taco Sensei, Aki, Forensic Beck, Nicole, and Mystic Woody!
Dessert Boy Man, Elijah Sly, Rick Rat, Kacha, Traveling in a Box, and Snowcat, Naruka Yongi, Croissant Fofilla, Written Word, Shade the Punisher, Sevilla!
Shout out to Lebrishon, Philo, Gogo, Zebeli, don't forget Sheberstein, and Real Life Jolie! Thank them all our Patreons!
And we're back. Thank you again to our lovely patrons, and do not forget that you, if you are listening or watching on YouTube, go give us a rating or like on your podcast network of choice, because it really helps us out. Also, like and share on the YouTube video, because that also helps us out. And now, folks, I want to get straight into our topic of discussion, which is the Steam Deck. And I think I'm the only one that's talked about it at all so far, because I got mine a little earlier than you two did. So, I just want to talk about how we feeling about the Steam Deck. I think I've had mine for like a month and a half, something like that.
I think I got mine like a week after you did. Okay. So.
And Will, you've had yours for just like a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, I got it 12 days ago.
Okay, not even 2 weeks.
Wow.
Very recent.
Very, very recently. I pre-ordered it in July. So it actually came pretty quick. My plans were to get this next year, and that simply did not happen. So
yeah. I wasn't originally supposed to get it until like right before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I was supposed to get it then too, and they really moved it up. Mm-hmm. And yeah, some people in the chat, didn't you know the Steam Deck released? Yeah, and it is now fully released. You can just go order one. Like, you don't have to wait in a wait list anymore. So if you're listening to us talking about this thing and it sounds up your alley, you can just go get one. We'll talk about it. So the Steam Deck.
The Steam Deck.
I can see a little stream overlay. Reflections are
cool.
That's
incredible. Yeah.
So, Zach, you got the high-end one with the non-reflective glass, right?
I would still say that it's a little bit reflectable, but, you know.
Not like the one that I just held up, right? So you got the higher-end one. I got the middle one. Will, which one did you get?
I also got the higher-end one. I didn't know it had non-reflective glass.
It's still reflective. It's just not like
This game has an autosave feature.
It's not that bright like this thing. Like, ooh,
can you guys believe they released this on the Steam Deck? That's crazy.
Pokken Tournament. Oh yeah, so wild.
I kind of would play that now. I didn't even think about that.
I've never played it, so I'm gonna play it now. If you guys just want to chat for a bit. Yeah.
I played the arcade version a couple times. That was cool.
There's an arcade version.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there was one of the Dave and Buster's in Times Square in New York City, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope.
This woman is way too hot to be in a Pokemon game. Can you see her?
Can't really see it.
I know that reflection. You have played Pokemon games, but I'm still going to ask, have you played Pokemon games?
They make a lot of, like, way too attractive women for kids games, / of them are a little, like, crazy.
You can... You can have hot people in games for kids. It's okay.
You can. It's just like some of them, like, people. Really? But folks, I want to know what high level, how are you feeling about the Steam Deck so far?
I'm loving it. So it's kind of funny. I haven't really used it to its full potential in any way, shape, or form. Like, especially because I like you said, I bought the expensive one, so I have 500 gigs of fucking space on this thing, and I have used maybe 60, maybe, and I haven't even played all the games that I have downloaded on it yet. Like my biggest game, I think, is Disco Elysium, and I think that's like maybe 40 gigs, and then every other game on my Steam Deck is so small,
yep,
by comparison. It's so good. Like I pretty much have never played it outside of my bed or the bathtub, because I like baths. Baths are great. But like for me, it's just like I get done with working, or I get tired of working, and I'm like, I'm gonna take an hour, just lay in bed. And I do that, and I play a video game, and God, it's so good. It is definitely increasing the amount of time that I am playing video games by a considerable amount. I mean, even if it's only 2 hours a day, that's 2 hours
a
day.
That's a big chunk.
And I'll talk a little bit later about what games I'm playing on.
We'll get to those.
It's so far I am really happy with this purchase.
Will, how about you have definitely not had it as long as the rest of us.
No, I have had not a ton of time to mess with it. The week I got it was the Pokemon finale week, so I was trying to play Pokemon as much as possible, which I already wasn't playing Pokemon because of fucking Jason and his Fire Emblem shenanigans, where he wanted me to play Fire Emblem 8, and I'm obsessed with it because it's so good.
Sacred Stones, so there's that. Man, Sacred Stones.
The Sacred Stones. I got it. I set everything up. I actually, the first thing I did was set up, like, the day I got it, I think I messaged you, Zach, the Badassera, whatever it's pronounced.
Yeah.
Back end retro gaming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I installed that. It installs on a SD card. I did it through that, and then it just boots into it boots straight off the SD card, so it doesn't actually do anything to the internals of the Steam Deck. So that was nice. It was just a little too, like, separated for me. I didn't enjoy having to restart it. There are shortcuts, but like restart it, go in, all that stuff. The thing I did enjoy was switching the Steam Deck to Linux desktop mode and just having a keyboard and mouse, and it just like felt like I was just using a computer, which was nice. So that I've done away with. I've actually just put stuff straight into the Steam with the emulator, EmuStation stuff. But aside from that, I've been playing Vampire Survivors, which is great. About games yet.
Yeah, not yet.
So overall impressions, the only thing I so far have not enjoyed about it is I don't necessarily like holding it. I feel I had to readjust my grip, because I normally like hold stuff lower, and thumbs kept slipping off the stuff. So now I hold it higher up. And actually, today for work, I had to use my Switch, and I held that, and I was like, oh, this is not, like, the Switch obviously has not great ergonomics on the side, but the size of it felt a little bit nicer, and I desperately wanted to take the size off of this and snap it onto my Switch to, like, have that better grip. So that is the one thing I really like about the Steam Deck, is it feels better to hold, doesn't hurt my hands. Like, even the analog pocket, my hands start to cramp after a while, because you're just holding like a square piece of thing.
You're holding a Game Boy Color, which was never comfortable.
Yeah.
Even as a child.
And this just takes me all the way forward, where these devices, I like handheld devices. I still think the 3DS is the best handheld console ever. But the thing I love about all these devices is they come with docks, or you can buy a dock. So I have a dock for my analog pocket. I have a dock for my deck. I have a dock for my Switch. I like to play on TVs on a couch. So that is my weekend thing, is setting this all up with the dock and having a mouse and keyboard like on my couch, or a controller and stuff, so I can just play these games not in handheld mode, but I can play PC games on my couch.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can even stream that with the Steam Link stuff built into the deck.
True.
If you have a really, really hefty game that you can't actually just like run on the Steam Deck.
I'd be curious to try that.
I tried it a little bit. It works okay. So I have had mine a bit longer and have definitely put it through playing games directly through Steam, loading up MU Deck. I didn't do that thing you did with the SD card boot thing. Didn't try that. And I very much love this device. It is just a more powerful Switch that I can actually hold without being in pain, unlike the normal Switch, because like you said, Will, the ergonomics for the Switch are not good in the slightest.
Yeah.
Which is why I usually dock my Switch. Almost always I play it docked with Pro Controller, because like it just doesn't feel good in my hands, and like I get crampy after like 30 minutes, so I'm like, I don't, no thank you. But I have not felt the urge to buy a dock for the Steam Deck at all. Not even slightly.
Same.
I've just been playing it handheld. It's been great. The only thing that is like sometimes not great is the battery life is pretty good. It's pretty good, but like it could always be better, you know? Like it could always have better battery life.
It's one thing I will say about battery life is it's super situational.
Yes.
Like wildly so, and obviously because it's playing games of completely different hardware generations, so there are certain games that are way easier for it to run, but like playing a modern game and like switching to like what is it called, desktop mode, to like tweak a few things, and then hopping back in, I was like, oh, like I'm already at like half battery and I've barely been playing an hour. And then like yesterday I think I played a randomized version of Ocarina of Time for like 4 hours, and I wasn't even at like a third battery. Like I was like, this is awesome.
I've really been liking that stuff. I like having the desktop mode to load things. It makes life a lot easier. I do want to someday hook up a mouse and keyboard to it so it's a little easier to do stuff in desktop mode, because boy, the touchpads are good enough, but not like,
well,
good.
Sometimes I don't know if you've had this problem. Sometimes when I open desktop mode, the touchpads don't work.
And then I just it takes a second for them to kick in sometimes. It's weird.
Well, so the mouse would move, but I couldn't click with it.
Oh, that's an EMU Deck thing. it's that program that you use in EMU Deck to put the games into Steam. As soon as you open that program, clicking with the touchpad stops working. You have to use R2.
What?
Yeah. You have to use R2 to click.
That's wild.
After you open it. That's not a Steam Deck issue. That's a that program issue.
Really,
like,
interesting.
It like hijacks the button or something. I don't know what it's doing, but there's
a lot of things that like you have to do the research on to figure out how to understand it. It feels, you know, I would say this is the Dark Souls of consoles, where it just doesn't tell you what to do and you have to kind of figure it out.
You're in a lot of ways you're kind of
and
right.
You don't know what the lore is. The lore is hidden in individual small games that you can download. But
yeah, it's definitely, if you're expecting, I guess it depends. If you are just going to run Steam games and you're not gonna mess with the settings to optimize things, it will kind of run like a console. But as soon as you want to do any emulation, as soon as you want to like tweak settings to get some more battery life, you're back to, you're just on a PC that's handheld. That's the world you're in. Accept it if you want to do those
things. I will say that is nice that I can just plug in a USB hard drive and drag files onto it.
Yeah.
I don't have to do some like shit. Like even with iPhones, I can't do that. Like it's so nice to have that. Yeah.
It's nice to be able to browse to websites in desktop mode and download files directly from there too. Like you don't even have to.
The other day when I was trying to get a randomized version of Ocarina of Time on my Steam Deck, I was like, oh, let me go to the web, because there's, you have to go to the website and you have to drop a unedited version of the ROM, a patcher basically into the website, and I couldn't do that with the Steam Deck desktop mode. I don't know if it was a Linux issue or just like the way the Steam Deck works, but I was like, well, shit, I really want to be able to do this in bed. And I was like, wait, what if I just do it on my desktop and then put the file on pCloud and then download it from pCloud. And that's what I did. I was able to open like a different website on my Steam Deck and download it through that. I was like, okay.
I did that for some of my files. I just put them on Google Drive and then I went onto my same Google Drive.
That's fucking smart.
Yeah. I was like, what a good setup. So,
does your guys' fan like to go off?
Oh, baby.
But it's, like mine likes to spool up high and then just go.
Yep.
Like does
all it does is like I'll be playing a pretty, actually I won't even be playing a game. I'll just be sitting on the menu and out of nowhere I go. And I'm like, okay. Like,
oh man, I haven't noticed that.
Like, were you working hard, buddy?
Dust thing, I wonder.
Maybe. I have no idea.
Maybe it's just like, testing out the fan. It's like, hey, I want to make sure you're there, you know? Yeah. Make sure you're working.
I'll make sure you're working, bud.
Just give me a test. But I haven't noticed that. But that doesn't mean it wasn't happening. I just didn't notice it because I wasn't looking for it. But yeah, go ahead, Zach.
I was gonna say, it could also be the fact that we bought the expensive one, and the expensive one does weird fan shit. I don't know.
Yeah, there isn't much. So if you're coming here asking for like a recommendation of which one to get, like there's three tiers. The first tier has a 64 gigabyte hard drive. It's pretty small, and I believe it's a different format than the other two as well. It's a bit different. And then the middle one is pretty much the same spec as the first one, but with a 256 gigabyte hard drive. That's a NVMe SSD. And then the big boy has 512 and has the different front-facing glass and might have one other thing or something like that. And honestly, the price difference is pretty big considering most of it's just storage that gets improved.
Yeah.
Because I think the base is 400 and the higher end one's like 5-6, something like that.
Yeah, I mean if I'm being honest, I probably should have just got the one down from this, the middle one.
Same.
I in my head I was like, well, I don't want to get the middle tier one and then be like, I have to keep deleting games to download new games. But that's something I have to do on like my PlayStation 5 because I'm downloading bigger console games on that. But with this, I'm not. So I don't feel the need. I mean, like I eventually want to get the urge to play Elden Ring on this again. I think that's gonna be really fun.
I haven't tried it yet.
And that's like a 80 to 90 gig game, and I'm excited for that. But even then, that wouldn't.
That's halfway about half. Fill up. Yeah. It's about half of the middle tier one. Yeah. So it depends on what you're interested in playing. If you are getting a Steam Deck because you want to play like AAA games on your mobile like all the time, then A, you're going to want a battery pack, and B, you're going to probably want to get the higher end one just because it has that extra storage. Or if you're a psychopath and want to open the Steam Deck up and put in upgraded storage. But it sounds from what I've watched online, it doesn't seem super easy if you're not familiar with that stuff. So don't recommend it. Like the low end one, 64 gigs seems a bit small because like if you can't even download Elden Ring, right? Like
no,
that's not enough.
Exactly.
So I feel like that's too small unless you're only going to use it as an indie machine. Or emulation machine, in which case you're probably fine with 64 gigs. Or you can always plug it in an SD card into all of these types too. So
yeah,
if you find yourself running into issues, but I don't know if I'd want to play Elden Ring off the SD card. If that were me, I'd want on the main SSD. I feel like the middle one really is the just right.
Just right. I was just going to say off of chat, the like use case of people just using it in front of their PCs. Like the reason I bought this and bought the high tier one is A, at the time I was like, oh, let me pre-order this. I'll get it next year. I had plenty of time to like plan out for it. And then it came in like 3 months.
It showed up.
But also I work remote at home. I sit in front of this computer 9 hours, 10 hours a day.
Yep.
At the end of the day, I do not want to sit here and play more or like play video games. Now, the problem is, like, I'm not currently using my Steam Deck to play games I would be playing on PC. Like, I'm not sitting on my Steam Deck playing RimWorld or Civ. I can, I'm just not doing that because I like those games with a mouse and keyboard. But now with the dock and stuff, I can probably do that on the couch. But, like, being able to play those games that you can use a controller with well that have been sitting in my Steam backlog because I don't want to play those games on my computer are the games I've been playing, which is fantastic because it means I can finally like work away at my backlog in a comfortable setting and not forcing myself to sit at my computer when I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
You absolutely nailed it for me too. Like literally every single one of those details, except for docking it in the living room, is my exact use case of like, I work from home for 8-9 hours and then I hop on and do a podcast sometimes. And then I'm like, yo, I don't want to play a PC game. I want to not stare at this in particular screen and get into a different seat or be somewhere different in a different spot. Yeah. So like,
I just want to be horizontal all the time.
Horizontal Zach. Yeah. So for me, that's what it is. I cannot fathom buying a Steam Deck and then playing it at my desk. Like, can't fathom doing that. And even games.
What's
the
other nice thing? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I was just going to say the other nice thing as a streamer, hashtag streamer, streamers in the chats, put twos in chat if you're a streamer, is that I can play the game on this and capture it and not tax my computer.
That's true.
If I'm trying to, if I have a low end computer or something like that. So that's also like, if you're strapped and you don't have $10,000 for a new graphics card, you can buy one of these. Use it as your graphic side.
If your case is too small out, for the monstrous 4090 that came out.
Yeah. Also, when I have sick, nasty parties at my house, I don't have to drag my PC over to my living room to play Jackbox. I can just plug this thing in.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
true.
Everyone's jacking immediately.
I mean, it's the thing now.
Could
where
you
like
phrase that differently? Will?
Yeah.
Sorry. At my jack parties, we like to play video games.
Oh, they like to jack on your deck?
Uh-huh. Now,
yeah, so when I bring the deck out, we jack it.
Now, what happens when everybody goes home? Do you jack off or?
I turn the jack off.
Okay. Well, that turns me on.
Then I go in the bedroom and I masturbate.
That was a fun bit. Folks, we have fun
here. We have fun here. Fucking deck, man. What a name.
I know.
That might be my least favorite thing is this is just called deck,
the
basically.
Steam Deck. Yeah.
Deck and dock. It's two.
Yeah, it's a deck and it's got a dock and
it's a bad name. Awesome. I will say that. Device that I'm very happy with. Are there any specific features that you think are super cool that we haven't talked about? Like go ahead.
Repeat that one more time.
Are there any like features that we haven't covered that you thought were like super cool? Like there are gyros. There are gyros,
oh, which is such an interesting choice. I'm sure some tinker people will figure this shit out, like how to make it work for certain things. But like, hey, the Steam Deck comes with its own game made for the hardware, very much what do you call it?
Pack-in?
A pack-in, but like a hardware test. What do they call those games?
Hardware demo?
Hardware demo, essentially, of... Listen, words are hard sometimes. Of the Steam Deck to kind of show what it can do. And it's pretty cool. Like, it's very much set in, like, the Portal. It's set at Aperture Labs. They actually got J.K. Simmons to do a pretty substantial amount of voice acting for this, which was really cool. And it was a fun like 30-minute bit, and I was pretty impressed at like the Steam Deck's hardware and how it all felt to control and use and whatnot. But then, as soon as it ended, I was like, man, am I ever going to be able to use the gyroscope controls in a fucking game? Like, there is a Switch emulator in this, but
Breath
like,
of the Wild.
Like,
I turned off the gyro controls for. Let me turn them back on.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I only used them for that one puzzle because you could flip the Switch fast enough to launch the ball.
Oh, yeah. I use it for that too. Yeah.
That's the only time I used it.
Well, you had to use gyros for those puzzles. That was like the only
one. That's true. Yeah. You did. Yeah. I booted up Portal today. Because I was like, oh, Portal and Portal 2. I keep seeing, I don't know if there's like been a resurgence of Portal stuff, but I was like, oh, I should play through Portal 2
again.
They're
doing a Ray Trace remaster.
That's what it was. So I was like, oh, let me boot it up. Oh yeah, because they were doing a Morrowind one too, and I installed that. So I was like, oh, let me play this. So I was playing it, and every like 5 seconds the camera would just move. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It's like I would like tap the thing, and I shit you not, I would move the console like this and nothing would happen. And then I would be walking and it would move. And I was like, so I finally went into the settings. It was like gyro controls. So I turned them off and then I turned it back on, went all the way out. Sure enough, gyro controls, went back in, turned them off. but I don't know if something was broken, but it was just only doing it when I hit the stick at the same time. It was
bizarre. How it works.
Oh, is that how
The gyro controls on the control sticks? There's the middle part is actually a touchpad in the control stick that detects when your finger. Yeah, it detects when your finger's on it, and you have to have your finger on it in order to turn the gyros on.
Actually, you know what? That makes total sense, because I remember when I was doing the tech demo game, which I cannot remember the name of.
Aperture Desk Job.
Yep, Aperture Desk Job. Whenever you pushed any of the buttons on the screen, it would like light up on the in-game desk that you were sitting at. And if I just rested my hands on the thumbsticks, not even moving, like it would light up. And I was like, how does it know? So that makes total sense. That's cool.
You know, it's super cool. It does make replacing them if they go bad difficult.
I'm sure. I am terrified that we'll hear about like Steam Deck drift in like a couple months, and I'll be like, fuck.
I'm sure it will happen, but I have seen videos of people taking them apart, and the joysticks are in a separate thing that you can replace pretty easily. Long as you can get the joysticks from Valve, like it shouldn't be that difficult to replace if it happens. So they thought ahead a little bit on that. They're like, hey, if these joysticks suck, people need to be able to replace them. Which props to Valve for actually putting that in there, because not many people would do that. Nintendo.
Hey, you can buy a brand new $70 Joy-Con.
God, I did that. Stuff pisses me off so much.
I did too, and both of them drifted, so.
I have 4 Joy-Cons.
I think my other favorite one that I haven't heard anyone bring up yet is the back paddles.
Oh, yes.
I very much enjoy that they just built that in. And they're very easy to use.
I have never used any of them because I feel like I hit them too much on accident.
No, I use them for a few games. The only thing is they're a little annoying to map, because like the a lot of the emulators don't have them pre-mapped. And like some of them, like I would love to put load state, save state on the back pedals, like just make my life so much easier.
That's the thing. I thought about doing that, and I was like, my ass is gonna hit these on accident.
Just put them on the bottom pedals. You won't hit those as much.
Yeah,
but the Portal had jump and crouch, but it was the crouch hold the crouch, not the toggle. Like
the stick does
the toggle still, but the back pedal just does the hold the crouch. And I thought that was pretty nice. They also I can't remember if it was one of the back pedals or one of the triggers had like the pick up the cube or whatever button. So you didn't have to switch over to hit B. So you could jump and grab stuff at the same time, essentially.
Oh, that's nice.
Which was kind of nice. Back pedals, I like the first Xbox Pro controller, Elite controller. I never used them on that, because the problem with that controller is when you put the controller down, it pushed all the things in. It's like,
yeah, they
what's
stick
the
out kind
of
far on
I
that
can't put it down.
Yeah, the series 2 ones don't stick out as far, but
it's
pretty good.
I hear Zach's concerns, but as someone who always hits those back pedals, I have not hit them on this often. Like the only time I might trigger it is like if I go one hand quick.
Then you're hitting the back pedals.
If you're going one hand,
that's the one thing I will say. Like you kind of alluded to it, Will, but I think this thing is a little too slippery in my case, a $600 piece of hardware. I wish the grips had like a rubber or something, just like, kind of a bit more
or
grippy.
Like a textured, like the Xbox controllers
are. Yeah.
There is a really good grip case that you can put on it.
Somebody says, what do you mean one-handed and slippery?
Is it the D-brand kill switch that got delisted, Will?
No, maybe. I'd have
The case didn't get delisted. Like it was the kickstand that got delisted.
Damn. Wait, this thing doesn't have a kickstand like my Switch?
It doesn't, no.
How am I supposed to have fun at rooftop parties when we're all jacking it?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh god.
Yes, I know. So we brought this up earlier. I'm glad that because of this, I will never have to buy two versions of Jackbox ever again.
Oh, yeah.
I bought every other Jackbox on both Steam and on Switch, and now I'm like, well,
now I just take this, yeah.
Just one $30 payment, and I'm good.
That's super nice.
I have to avoid that, I have run like 30-foot HDMI cables. It's like, I'm not paying twice for a thing that is never... It's always on sale, but it's always on sale and it's still expensive.
Yeah, it's because I go see my family and like that's the one video game they'll play.
Yeah.
Like, bring out the Jackbox. We want to play Quiplash, the game that sounds like you, Zach. And I'm like,
oh, thanks. Your family wants to jack it together? That's pretty cool.
Stop. No.
That's the gravy.
Stop.
Sorry. No, that real gravy.
I hate you.
I got to play the new Jackbox. It was,
yeah, they new did Fibbage like a preview was pretty thing, good. Right?
Oh, it's got a new Fibbage. Oh, yeah.
The new Fibbage. There were two other games we played. Neither of them were good.
Yeah, sounds like a normal.
And then I don't know if there were four or five games. We people showed up at that point, so we switched games. But the new Fibbage was pretty good. There was something. God, I cannot remember. There's something they added to it. There's the Fibbage about you, but in the main game they added something. I can't remember what it was, but it was nice. The visuals for each question changed. So there's like a movie question and the timer was popcorn popping.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was pretty neat.
Their presentation is usually really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The two other games we played, I don't even remember them because they were just too complicated, and I feel like they're getting to that point where the classics are staying classic, but they're trying to like come up with complicated new ones, and it's like dial it back.
Yeah,
sorry, I didn't mean to tangent.
No. I mean, I think that's a good jumping off point to talk about what games we have been playing on this.
Take the words straight out of my brain, Zach. I can start with let's start with one that all of us have played, which is Vampire Survivors.
God,
because
so
even
good.
Even I played that, and I hate roguelikes, which is all the game is, which means I didn't play it for very long, but it was fun.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I wouldn't even think about it as a roguelike, but it is.
Yeah, as a rogue expert, it's not, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
I get where you're coming from.
It's you're doing mostly the same thing.
It's a run-based game.
A run-based game. You're doing pretty much the same thing over and over, just different characters, different like items to accomplish the same thing, which that's the part that I don't super love about roguelikes.
Does this run rogue or like NetHack?
I bet you can make it work.
I bet someone has done it already. Probably.
Sorry, I'm busy.
Does this run Doom?
It does, in fact, run Doom and Doom Eternal.
Why would you want to play Doom with a controller, sir?
That's also a very fair point. I don't want to. But yeah, like I have played a ton of games on here, but Vampire Survivor, if you don't know what it is basically 30-minute runs where your goal is to survive. Just survive. You get a bunch of items by killing things. Big hordes running at you, so you're just kind of running and dodging and trying not to get killed.
Instead of a twin stick shooter, it's a single stick shooter, which you
literally
can just
doing
control
nothing
it with one hand.
So here's the thing. The only reason I don't like Vampire Survivor that much on the Steam Deck is that the Steam Deck feels a little too heavy for one hand.
I mean, I two-handed, but
it's
I know what you
too
mean.
Heavy. But yeah, like it's basically a single stick game. Like I just wanted to like hold it in one hand and like do stuff. But it's a little too heavy to do that. So that was a bit of a bummer. But like, game's fine. It's also like $3. So
yeah, it's so
it's
cheap.
It's super
oh
cheap. if that sound interesting at all, it's good. I would not play that on a PC, but like on a Steam Deck, it's great because it's something mm-hmm. that I wouldn't sit at a computer and do, but it's perfect sort of brainless thing to do while there's brainless TV going on behind you.
That has been my use case exactly, is like, especially after a long day, I'm like, I'm just going to put on either a podcast or like an hour long video essay and like play a couple rounds of Vampire Survivor.
Yep.
And then it's like, okay, I'm ready for bed now. Like I'm in like a chill state of mind, and it's so nice. I think I've put in like 12 hours on Vampire Survivor, and I started it like 2 weeks ago. So,
dang.
Yeah.
I probably have like a couple hours. Yep. 2.5 hours. So I did like, I should probably six runs.
Well, apparently the 1.0 release is coming out in like a week.
Oh, that's
for
cool.
For Vampire Survivor. Yeah. Very I was cool. like, oh, perfect timing. So
very cool.
That that dev is great too, because he was like the Vampire Survivors, he was building it. I have 10 hours. He was building it. So for people who don't know, there's a Magic Survival is a mobile game, which is what started it. So he wanted to flex his skills as a programmer, I think, or game designer, whatever. So he was like, oh, let me just recreate a game I love. So mm-hmm. he recreated it, and then it turned out he owned like a Konami asset pack, like a mm-hmm. that he could use, so he put that into the game, and then that's why he sells it for so cheap, because he doesn't want to make money off of it, because it's not his idea, like, and that's why he raised the price a little bit, because he's more people picked it up. So like, it's a rare story where it's someone copying someone else, but they're like upfront about it. They're like, I'm trying not to make money off of this thing as much, like I just want to keep it going, I like doing this, versus all of the people who are now copying him are not that
right.
They're just
trying
to make money.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, it's such a fun game though. Just to veg out on.
Oh, and
yeah,
Zach, you had mentioned this game earlier. Disco Elysium. Been playing a little bit of that.
Yeah,
on the Steam Deck. Have you played it yet?
Because my issue with Disco Elysium before was like, one, sitting down to play anything mm-hmm. at my desk is just, it's not going to happen for me. But getting into it and being like, oh, I don't want to commit to this choice in the game, or like, oh, if I fail a skill check, like, let me just like load a save. And I'm like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose, and going back and forth on it. But on Steam Deck, like, one, it's super easy to do that. It's not like the most graphically intensive game. You're not really missing anything by having it on a tiny screen. It's more style than it is like fancy graphics, and it's really fun, especially with the big update they did that added like voice acting to like everything in the game. Which is really cool. Incredible that only one voice actor does all of the like internal dialogue lines, which
that's
is just
one
insane.
Guy
yeah doing all of those different like the 26 Damn. Different voices
Holy
or whatever
shit.
It is. Yeah, it's insane. He's
that
he's
guy
incredible.
Must have spent so much fucking time in the booth. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine how much how many books worth of dialogue this man had to read.
That's
in
so
like
much.
The most crazy voices. But it's really fun. I will say I definitely got to the same like issue. I'm way farther than I was. Like I'm probably like 4 to 5 hours into it. But I got to a point where I was like, I kept fucking up a sequence. And then like Kim Kitsuragi was like, I kind of hope that had gone better for us. And I was like, fuck, I got to reload. I can't let down Kim.
Can't let down Kim.
And like the skill check that I'm failing is like 45 seconds into like talking to somebody, even knowing like exactly which things I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And I kept failing. I had like a 16% chance and I failed it like 5 times. And I was like, all right, I should probably just accept this. But I was like, well, let me just turn it off for the night. And then I haven't picked it back up yet. And I feel bad about that. But I think that's my fault. That's my I am the gamer that wants to succeed, which is a problem.
Go ahead, Will.
I was going to say you hit the nail mm-hmm. on the head for me, because Ian and I were just talking about this in local chat Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we were saying that. It when like for us, when I want to read, I don't want to play a video game. Like that's taking it all the way down to its base elements. I like to sit in bed and read at night. I read a lot mm-hmm. of books. So when I play a video game that is heavy on the reading side, it's rare that I'm like really reading it. I'm like skipping stuff. My main example recently is Citizen Sleeper. I've been playing and I'm actually like reading through it because I'm really invested in it. Yeah. But I think this kind of solves that issue. As someone, I've always wanted to get into CRPGs. I love like old Ultima stuff. Disco Elysium I made a couple hours into. But it's just that like sitting there and reading has never been for me. It's I just want to play the game. So I think having this on the Steam Deck, especially being able to sit on the couch or sit in bed and play one of these reading intensive games is kind of nice because it's the same feeling I get as sitting in bed and reading a book. That it's just like I'm in a relaxed position when I'm enjoying this. I'm not in a tensed, hunched over at my computer playing a multiplayer game or whatever sort of thing. So that I'm excited for as a use case. Just as far as games on this thing, it was the same with the Analog Pocket. I had just finished Fire Red before I got my Analog Pocket, and so the Pocket just sat around for a while until Fire Emblem Sacred Stones, and then it was Pocket all the time. Playing it, TV's on it, streamer's on, I'm playing it, blah blah blah. So I need that game for the Steam Deck. I know it's going to happen. It's just I haven't gotten it yet. So at some point I'll dive into it. I was thinking maybe Monkey Island.
Will, let me suggest something to you.
Oh, God.
Fire Emblem. Just on the Steam Deck.
So, yes, I have. I have the GameCube games on the Steam Deck.
Oh,
The reason I'm not playing the Game Boy games on there is because the Analog Pocket screen is like 4K or whatever. And it looks so gorgeous on my 4K TV.
So tiny. And oh, you're playing it docked on the TV. Okay, never mind.
Yes. And, but even I don't know. We'd have to do a comparison. But the screen on the Analog Pocket, it's a little bit smaller than this and it's square, but it's way higher resolution. Like it's
I think this is 800, like 1200 by 800 is the resolution on this
one. The pocket, yeah, I'll look it up, pocket resolution. But yeah, so I just need a game that's gonna like make me spend a bunch of time on the Steam Deck, and I know it's gonna happen, but I'm not gonna force it because I tried to force it with the Pocket and that did not turn out well for Golden Sun. So,
I mean, lots of things didn't turn out well for Golden Sun.
Oh.
That franchise is dead.
Analog Pocket is 1600 by 1440.
Okay, yeah. So it's it's got a lot of. Well, like, it is also just square, so it's taller. Yeah,
and Game Boy Advance games are even smaller because it's built for.
Oh yeah,
3x2, Game Boy games, right? But on the 4K TV, it's. It's incredible. You just lose time. And that's actually the problem with that is on the playing a Game Boy Advance game on the TV makes you realize how much they just looped music because they never thought you'd have the music on and B, you weren't playing. You were playing on the Game Boy for its battery life.
Yeah. Yep.
Like you weren't playing for 8 hours in a row. So it's like I've started just putting my Google Home's right there, so I just put Spotify on and mute the TV. It's like I can't listen to this battle theme for the 100th hour in this game.
Yeah,
because I think for me, well, the Fire Emblem game's actually what brought me in and got me hooked. Because like I played a few other ones, and then I loaded up Fire Emblem 6, which is the last one before they started releasing them in the U.S. So it was Japan only, and there's fan translations, which. You know, they don't nail the flowery language sometimes.
I think I'm going to try to play. I do this with everything. You can tell from my Galactic Empires collection. I get obsessed with things. So I try not to do that with stuff. Especially stuff that takes a while. So Fire Emblem 8, I'm going to play. Anything post Game Boy, I'll probably throw on the Steam Deck. Anything Game Boy and before I'll put on the Pocket because it has cores Super Nintendo NES. And then I'm tempted to try the Switch emulator with my definitely already purchased Three Houses copy, but I might just buy it on my Switch anyways. I mean, I already bought it on my Switch, but I might
play it on my Switch. Just play it on your Switch.
Because I own it, right?
You own that. I haven't tried the Switch emulation, mainly because there hasn't been a game that isn't brand new that I don't want to, that I want to go back and play. Like Mario, although I do have to say Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope comes out in like 6 days.
Ooh, that's
boy,
true.
Do I wish that was coming to Steam. Because I would much rather play that on my Steam Deck than my Switch. And I'm sad that I'm going to have to play that on my Switch and put my Steam Deck down. Especially because it's new. It's not going to have a rip right away or anything for me to purchase and then definitely use the rip on. So yeah, like everything that's coming to Switch, I'm like, man, I really wish this was coming to the Steam Deck instead or in addition to. Because now I don't even want to pick up my Switch.
Because I'm getting emotional. Same. I was half tempted with the new God of War. I was like, is that coming to PC at the same time? Which it isn't. But I was like, if it was, I would probably buy it on Steam because I'd probably be able to expense it. But I would just do that and put it on my Steam Deck and just sit and play it there, you know?
Yeah. One thing I will say, because we get, you know, code sometimes from indie devs, I'm so excited because it's way easier to get games on Steam from indie devs because
they don't
actually get charged from Steam to do it, whereas if they're putting out a game on Switch, they have to still pay Nintendo the money to give you a free code of the game. So that makes me super happy, because if we play a game for a one-off stream and I'm like, that was actually fun, I want to play that more, I'm gonna have it on my Steam Deck, which is great.
There's been other games we've had codes for played on Steam, and I'm like, man, I'm just gonna go buy this on PlayStation because I'm not gonna play it on my PC.
Can you do the family share on the Steam Deck?
Oh, Will, yes, you fucking can.
Oh, sweet. Because so as many people know, Subpixel is not big in any respect. There's about three people who care about it, and none of us are the people who are part of it. But
I was gonna say it's you, Ian, and
Halucha.
Yeah, but we get indie game codes. We used to get them all the time. It's been a while, but like someone just the Scorn people sent me a code today to my Will. Will at Subpixel.
Will, after
email,
the show, can you tell Zach how to do that magic?
I want to.
They just sent me the code, and I was like,
"Yeah, how do you get on? Play it on what Game did you Pass? Do to get on a list? That's what we want to know."
Yeah, there are certain publishers or what do you call them, promotional teams that we are definitely on the list for. Like anything, I don't know if I can say their names, but anything certain places.
Ubisoft. Yeah.
No, not. Hey, Will, I've done two videos about how Ubisoft's a bad company. I don't think we're getting any codes from them.
Which is a real shame, because I would stream the fuck out of Beyond Good and Evil 2, you know?
I thought maybe like they were sending it to my personal email. It might be on LinkedIn with GameSpot. Like, I get so many LinkedIn messages from people who are like, let's help with your business, or hey, what's accessibility like at GameSpot? And I'm like, I don't fucking care about you.
Will doesn't care about accessibility. You heard it here first.
Like, holy shit.
I'm not gonna make that joke. So I was like, oh, maybe they're emailing me because of that. But no, it's the Subpixel email. I was half of my, I just thank the person, but I was half of mine to like ask them, how did you get my email? Like, why?
Well,
like,
anyone contacts you like that again, who you don't care about maintaining a relationship with, can you ask that question for us? Like, just ask how you got on the list. Because, like, you have a friend.
Oh, hey, this is my old email. My new email is zach@saved18.com. Don't ask questions.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. I changed my name and my looks.
Yeah.
I like feet now.
I don't know. If Zach has glasses on and puts a hat on, like, he could make that work.
Yeah, let me go grab my hat and glasses.
That's true.
Put on a Subpixel shirt. You can pass as well to people who aren't
We could kiss.
I'd rather drink bleach. What?
Whoa. Jesus Christ.
I was talking about the shirt, not kissing you.
I thought you were talking about being mistaken for Will and saying
No, I wouldn't do that mean. I'd make a joke about Subpixel before I made a mean joke about Will.
You've done both.
A lot of mean things. I've said a lot of both. Very mean things about Ian. I can't, you know.
You've done both.
Yeah.
Oh, God. what other types of games y'all been playing on the Steam Deck?
Well, I was just one of the things that I was going to bring up and see if this has affected you all as well. When I first got the Steam Deck, the first thing that I genuinely started playing on it was Disco Elysium, and obviously I've kind of moved on, but I have been so bad about putting serious time into games. I feel like a lot of the games I've played like 2 hours. And then I just stop and start playing something different.
Oh, that's not been the case. Well,
okay.
That's sort of been the case for me because I'm trying things that I wouldn't have normally played before. So yeah. Like some of the games I'm trying out are like games that I'm just like, this isn't for me. I'm going to put this down. Yeah. So that's part of it. And most of those have been emulated titles. Like I went back and tried to play Mega Man Battle Network and was like, man, I love this as a kid. This game sucks. Put that away. Did uninstalled that. I'm like, oh, I'm good. But I think the only game I haven't stuck with that wasn't one of those cases of just like, oh, this isn't for me is Disco Elysium. Probably because it is long. Like I've definitely been playing mostly short titles, except for Fire Emblem. But that's a whole different beast. I played a lot of Fire Emblem on this thing. I played through Fire Emblem 6, and then I played through all 3. Roots in Fire Emblem 7, so put a lot of Fire Emblem time in. Fucking love that series so much. It's so good. It's like really played time that I haven't really put anything down that I was like enjoying though. Like I played Papers, Please on the Steam Deck, which the controls weren't great. They were passable because you have to use the touchpad, which might be different. Oh. I think they updated it when they did the iOS or whatever release.
I can't imagine playing that game with this touchpad.
Took getting used to at first, like first 20 minutes, I was like, this sucks dick. I'm not going to stay with it. Maybe sucks dick. And then,
oh my God.
And then like, I gave it another like 20 minutes and I was like, actually, I'm kind of getting used to it. It's not so bad. So I got used to it and it was fine. And the game was good. Like I had fun with the game too. So I didn't end up putting it down. Will, how about you? You've been putting stuff down that you picked up?
I'm putting things down. I'm picking them up, put things down. So I bought like a Fanatical bundle that was like, hey, these are 10 games for $8 that are great on, or 8 games for $10 that are great on Switch or on Switch. Fucking Steam. So I bought those. I worked my way. I played a couple of them. They weren't like anything to write home about. I haven't made my way through the whole list, so I'm like slowly doing that. Off of the recommendation of chat, I think I am just going to buy Monkey Island. I don't know. I know the new one is Steam Deck compatible, but I might buy the old ones. I think they're on Steam. I wish GOG had integration into this because I have so many GOG games on there.
I thought about it the other day. I was like, oh, shit. I wonder if there's a way to get the Epic Game Store up and running on this because holy shit, the free games I have. Just
you can, it's one of those things like you can, but it's there's a lot of hoops to go through to get that to work because I've heard people talking about it. They're like it works but it is not fun to do. Like it is not a fun process,
and I would love to get Game Pass working on it. I know you can do the streaming
one,
but just to get like the base Game Pass would be so good.
I already get pretty close to. So after my last roommate moved out, now that we're not downloading game builds frequently, because we couldn't have not unlimited data when he was doing game testing, because like he had to download 20 gig builds multiple times a day. Sure. So it's like,
whoa.
Yeah. But now that I have a new roommate that goes into the office, I was like, oh, well, I'll stop paying like double the freaking money and stop having unlimited data. Now I'm like really close to the like cap every month, so I'm like, well,
that's really funny.
No streaming Game Pass for me, thanks US internet infrastructure pieces of shit.
Yeah,
Cox can go suck my dick. Cox what? Is the local internet company here. COX.
Okay, I was gonna ask. I was like, COX. Sorry, what?
Yeah,
wait, did you not know that? Well, I guess why would you know that? Never mind.
No, yeah. Well,
I feel like I only know that because people complain about Cox all the time.
They're so bad. I don't know that they're Comcast bad, but
I mean, they're
bad.
Not talking about the internet, but
I was going to say, I've heard a few people complain about Cox before, but
just yours.
No! So the game. Wow. I've never good, been Will. Destroyed so brutally good. On one of our streams.
I'll never be invited back.
We say that.
Oh no, you will. I love when you destroy Zach. I'm like, I'll invite you back to this. He doesn't have control over this podcast.
Sucks.
I'm trying to think what else I've been playing.
Yeah, sorry. I meant Dusk I played a little bit of, which I probably Dusk won't play it on my Steam Tail? Deck. No, Dusk, like the Doom shooter.
Okay. I was in the same boat as you, Zach, so yeah. Don't feel bad.
Sorry.
That played pretty well on the deck. They put like the quick save, quick load on the D-pad, which was nice. The bumper, the back pedal buttons had a couple different things on it. Again, that's a game I would play on PC anyways, because that's a good mouse and keyboard game like Doom. But it's nice to see like an amount of effort to go into this stuff. And that brings me to the fan sourced controls is great. The
I was
going to
bring
controls,
that up earlier. Yeah.
Where if you don't like that's what it was. The Portal one was the gyro controls. So instead of I like turned it off and it was still a little weird. So I just went over to the community tab and it was like the one I was on was the Valve official gyro controls. And then I switched it to Valve Classic Portal controls. So I switched down to that and then it's like everything's fixed for me. And on like Vampire Survivors, you can on any game, people can just upload stuff. Mm-hmm. I believe it's sorted by like votes.
Yeah, I think
or likes. I'm not sure if there's like a sort by download sort of thing or number of users, but that is a function that is great because it, especially with emulators, like half the time you spend setting up emulators or setting up controls in emulators, resetting up stuff. So to have something that easy to just bing, bang, boom, I can switch this easily. It's just especially community sourced. So you're not stuck with like some guy in an office being like, X should be jump and B should be kick and
yeah
you know
I need to go do that for some of the emulators because some of them my one problem with the EmuDeck stuff is they tried and not seemingly not super duper hard but they tried to normalize some of the controls for like save states like loading and saving save states undoing that adding fast forward those types of things like they normalized it for some but not all like the PS1 one has like really bad default controls like it's pretty bad for using their stuff so being able to use the community downloads or community layouts is pretty huge for stuff like that like they want me to use the touchpad to open up like a quick menu to go to a save state I'm like nah dog I just want a button give me one button or a combo of two buttons don't make me use the touchpad. You're a moron. Don't make me do that.
Exactly.
So yeah, the community layouts are great. I need to remember they're there more. And just as soon as I'm having difficulty, be like, well, let's see if there's a community layout for this specific thing. Mm-hmm. Freaking love those. I do like having the back paddles for stuff like that too, where you can have complex controls on them, like loading and save state that you wouldn't normally like put on a button.
No,
like if you're using a
PS2
emulator, all of the buttons are used. So what do you do? It's like, okay, you either do a combo of buttons or you put it on the back paddle or something. So I think that stuff's really awesome. And I did try briefly, and I don't know if either of you have done this yet. I tried doing like the Steam streaming stuff. So
no, I haven't.
You can stream from your PC to the Steam Deck. As if it were a Steam Link. Man, Zach, I am so... Not anymore, but I was so annoyed that I sent you the Steam Link that I had that neither of us used. Like, a year later, I was like, man, I kind of want this now. I'm pissed I sent it to Zach, but whatever.
I'll be honest with you. I used it for about a week right when Cyberpunk came out.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Because I was playing that on my TV. But like I didn't have a long enough cord, so I was always like hunched forward on the couch, and I had like the Steam Deck like dangling, or the Steam Link like dangling off my entertainment system. It was not a good way to play that game.
A little glitchy, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I was playing it on PC, so it was fine, but yeah, it's yeah, not an enjoyable way to play that game.
A Steam Link and a Steam controller in the corner over there in a box. Oh, wow. In their boxes.
I mean, I found better ways to do the streaming stuff like more recently anyway, but like I was very mad. But yeah, you can stream Steam games, and as long as you are in a good place for Wi-Fi, you're good, right? So if you have an apartment layout like mine where Wi-Fi in your room literally barely functions, not gonna work well. So it didn't work super well from my room, but if I go out in like the living room right where the router is, works great, very little latency. Same thing with like I think it was pretty comparable to PlayStation Remote Play, if you've used that at all. I have my PS5 in the living room now, and then I have a PS4 in my room, and sometimes I'll just do Remote Play on the PlayStation 4 in my room to the 5 if I want to like play something at night while I'm likely laying in bed or something like that, compared to being on the couch. And now I can just do that on my Steam Deck with my PC, and that stuff's been pretty convenient. Like I said, if your Wi-Fi is being finicky, you're not going to have a good time. As with all, that's true with any game streaming, like that's just gonna cause you problems, but it works pretty well. Yeah. And it's really easy to do. You just are like, hey, it's installed on my PC, I just want to play it on the Steam Deck. It's like, cool, streaming, let's go. Which is awesome, especially for, you know, if you want to play Doom Eternal but you want to have the settings cranked up so it's a little more smooth than if you were playing directly on the Steam Deck. Like, it's good for that stuff like that.
Yeah, that's anyway. Smart. I need to try that.
So I only used it like briefly just to test it out, because there hasn't been anything that I've wanted to play that way yet. But it's super cool. Like, if God of War Ragnarok was coming to Steam, I would probably use it for that, because it's like, oh yeah, I want the full power with like ray tracing and all the goodies from my PC, but then at night kind of want to just play it on my Steam Deck, and still have all those things. So I think it'll be awesome. Once there's some like newer titles on there that I can do that with, I'll put it through its paces. So I think that stuff's super cool. I'm trying to think if there's anything else on here. Played some PlayStation games that I thought were gonna be good but were bad.
Classic.
Tomba, not a good game. Thought it was a good game as
exclamation
a kid.
Exclamation point.
Not a good game. Has an exclamation point.
Yeah, I was just saying, I was like, what? Aren't you the Tomba guy?
No. Well, Tomba guy isn't the one that knows that Tomba exists. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was very much a Mega Man Battle Network thing where I'm like, I remember this being good. Better. And then I played it and I'm like, I had not very many game choices back then, huh? Huh, young David? Just had to deal with the bad games. And then I played a bit of Vagrant Story. I don't know if either of you know what that game is. It's like a Square RPG.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing where like I've heard people talk about it forever of like, this game was like way better than it deserved to be for its time, and like people didn't really talk about it, but
in some ways, in a lot of ways, it's just a fucking dungeon crawler. And there's not a lot going on other than that. So like, that's the other one that I'm like, I think I have fallen off of this game. I'm in a dungeon for hours and hours and hours and nothing's happening. And then I popped open, just for comparison's sake, a game I know and love very much, which is Tales of Symphonia, which I have started playing on the Steam Deck.
Of course.
Classic.
You know what? It's a fucking GameCube. Well, I think it's a port of the PS3 version of Tales of Symphonia. Or remaster something, I don't know. But runs mostly well, although it did hitch randomly a couple times, and I don't know if that's the game or Steam Deck. I'm probably thinking that's the game, if I'm being honest, because it's not that intense, and the hitching wasn't even happening during intense scenes. It was like just chilling, like walking through a town. It's like, oh, hitching.
Yeah, I had some of that happen while I was playing Ocarina of Time, and I was like, oh, what's going on here? This should work like great on this piece of hardware, but I think it was genuinely just the game.
It could always be like, especially with emulators too, it's running on like a special Linux thing, so you might be hitting some weirdness between those two things. Which I think is something good to bring up with the emulators. Like, a lot of them on Steam Deck it hasn't been out that long, right? So like, yeah, no. You're probably going to run still into problems. Beta.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, most of them are. That's the other thing is like, I feel like every other week I see, I get like a new recommended thing on my YouTube that's like, here's the newest features like of this update or whatever, and I'm like, damn.
And I'm constantly getting Steam Deck updates. Like literally every time I turn it on, I feel like I have an update to install, which is like, awesome.
I don't have time to read all this. I don't have time to learn how to use my hardware better.
I should say from the chat, the emulators aren't the ones that are in beta. It's like Batacera is in beta, or for Steam Deck is in beta, or MU Station.
Yeah. It's
MU Deck is in beta, like the program. So like the emulators will be the emulators. It'll always like update to the latest ones or the latest stables. But
because most of them aren't. Most of the emulators aren't standalone. They're just the Linux version of the emulators in a package. So some of them are doing work to make themselves better on Steam Deck and stuff too. It's not like they're not doing that, but there's constantly updates and you got updates to install. And eventually, give it a year, all that stuff I think will be pretty stable. You'll still get updates to fixing like random issues with certain games that don't run on Steam Deck for whatever fucking reason, because there's always something like that. That's weird. Like, oh, for whatever reason, the silicon in the Steam Deck just really freaking hates this one feature that was on the Dreamcast that only one game utilized.
From what I could tell, like a lot of stuff is like the worst case scenario for a lot of games is you have to run it at 1x resolution versus like a lot you can do like 2 or 3x. But like that's a fine trade-off for games that couldn't run normally. So it's that whole thing is crazy. Just
I can't believe how quickly this stuff got set up for Steam Deck. Like cannot believe how quickly it was set up.
It's in general like this piece of hardware, I am shocked at how well it works out of the gate. I mean, of course, like I got it, you know, it had already been out for a quarter of a year or something like that. But like, I feel like so many other pieces of hardware will come out and like, it'll be like, I mean, even the PlayStation, like it was, it's been out over a year and like there was some key update that just happened that like,
it's been out for 2 years, Zach.
Oh my God.
PS5 is 2 years old.
God, don't say that to me.
Oh my God.
Tune into a future episode of the Save Data Cast where we talk about the top 10 PS5 games that you can buy right now. Probably right before the holidays, which is soon.
There's 10 Death Stranding games on the PS5.
Oh, shut up.
God damn it.
That's crazy.
It's a bad game.
Or like what? It was like 5 years after the Nintendo Switch was out before you got Bluetooth capabilities.
Oh my God. It was there the whole time. They just need a fucking like driver update.
Yeah, it's wild. But this is good. RK Fan says the top 10 PlayStation 5s you can buy.
Well, none of them.
It's pretty good.
It's I'm finding most people are, you still have to wait in queues, but I don't think too many people are having that difficult of a time buying PS5s. You still can't just like go to Walmart or GameStop and buy one, but
yeah, no,
it's not as bad as it was.
My PS5, I mean I got it like 3 months. I got it the January after it came out, but bundles is where I found the best place to grab stuff, because I bought the bundle that had two games and an extra controller, and I'm like, I'm probably gonna get this stuff anyways.
So I love the idea of somebody really wanting a PlayStation 5, but they can only get the Scorn pack in one. and the PlayStation 5 comes out of the box and it's just like wet and goopy and.
The controller constantly feels sweaty. There's nothing you can do about it.
The box itself is like a cocoon, and you have to like open it up and like dip your hands in some green gunk to pull out the PlayStation 5.
It's got the weird like wall penis that comes out. You have to be like,
God.
Hello.
Game is so disgusting. Is it a wall penis or a wall deck?
It's a wall deck.
There we go. There
we go. the person who sent me the code for Scorn also sent influencers controllers. I was like, oh, how do I get to the next tier of the list? I want the sweet Scorn controller.
I did see the Scorn controller that they sent out to people.
Saw it and I was like, pissed. Glad we didn't get that. I don't want it.
It's okay. I have a bunch of Evil Dead, the game shit that they sent me. I'm just like, what?
What?
I was like, what do I do with this?
Was that GameSpot or was that Subpixel that they sent?
No, that was GameSpot.
Okay, okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
That was like a brand deal, but I was like, what am I? I have a copy of the Necronomicon now, so.
Hey, just not many people that. Can say that.
I was just saying, open it up, start reading.
What's in it? Do they just fill it with lorem ipsum?
No, it's got like five or six pages from the film, and then they didn't fill the rest of it, so it just like flattens.
Okay, okay.
It's like kind of stupid. There's an action figure. There was a puzzle, two T-shirts, some other stuff. The game, of course, which Karen played a lot of. She like genuinely liked the game.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Heck yeah, folks. I don't know about you, but I very much love my deck. My deck is great.
Me too.
I spend so much time in bed just hold up with my deck. It's great when I'm playing one-handed. I almost said one-handed survivors instead of devil survivors. Vampire survivors one-handed.
God, yeah, one hand on your deck, one hand on your dick.
This sucks.
Well, we were avoiding that the whole time.
Oh, sorry. Wait, what?
We're going around it. We're trying to be coy.
Wait, goose, go.
What?
just start doing Patrick Warburton.
I'm playing on my deck. It's great. Elaine, I banned my face like the devil.
Oh, God.
It's really good. Everybody tell Paul that he has a great Patrick Warburton impression.
He does.
Tell Chris that he needs to step
up. You got a fantastic Patrick Warburton impression. Chris can go fuck himself.
What about somebody clip what that? About Skeletor Chris though?
See,
yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not as good.
No, Chris.
Nah, I don't know. I think we should have Will on for the next Mario Party just to have him play Skeletor instead of Chris.
You just don't want really Chris good. To say I'll play Patrick Ward every turn
on a Mario Party stream.
Yeah, we'll get you in there sometime.
Yeah, someday.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I think we've covered the Steam Deck. We all like the deck. Our decks are great specifically, but if you like this stuff, if you like decks specifically, you might want to get a Steam Deck. You know,
I knew you were gonna. Yeah, okay.
But if you like us and the things we talk about, you can follow us all on all of our socials at Save Data Team. Everywhere you can follow the stuff Will makes over at subpixelfilms.com. And I believe there's Subpixel on most of your socials too. Or you can follow Will directly at Hunt270 on Twitter.
It's true.
He's a good guy. You should follow Will. And you should look out for the freaking, what was the card game that you...
Galactic Empires, folks. I have the documents. Folks, I have the documents.
Oh, no.
There's frogs in the card packs.
There's probably a card that has a frog on it. But yeah, follow Will so you can find out when that video is going to drop, because it sounds fucking weird and interesting. I really want to hear about it. You can also, if you're listening or watching on YouTube, go to your favorite podcast network or the one you're listening on and give us a like, give us a rating, depending on the system. Helps us out a lot, helps us get discovered. So we appreciate you doing that. Share our stuff, because, hey, the more people that watch, the more stuff we can do. So you know what? Share this podcast. Share all of our stuff. Share Metal Bear Solid so we get a season 2.
Please.
Please share Metal Bear Solid. It's so good.
The network execs don't want to give him a season 2. So
Goggles wants to play Metal Gear Solid 2 for the first time on content. You know, he really wants that.
I want that too.
Give it to him.
It's not great, but yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 2?
Yeah.
Three. It's actually my favorite Metal Gear Solid game.
Yeah, I know. It's okay to be wrong.
Here's the thing. It's not like by a huge amount. 3 is still a masterpiece, but
yeah,
it's true.
2, I think, does so much that people don't appreciate it for properly.
I mean, 2 just like doesn't make sense.
Regardless, share Metal Bear Solid. Let Goggles play, you know? Hashtag let Goggles play. Let's get a Trunny, you know?
Let him play, Rat.
Let him play. Thank you all for watching, especially a live audience. You folks are always fantastic. Love having you here. And until next time, have a good day.
Goodbye.
Bye.